first in Brussels. It was a bit risky. You probably didn't know if it would work out or not, but I assume you were, very passionate, as I mentioned before, and you had a goal that you wanted to achieve. And at the end of the day, Velo has been around for a long time, and it has been proven to add value to a lot of people. So.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing was to stay focused, know where you wanted to end, convince people, change mentalities. Of course, I was not alone. There were other people, pioneers, other cyclists, sometimes other politicians too. But it was a fight. And the thing that I learned about it was to stay focused, to listen to those who say nothing, because a lot of people are with you, but they are not expressing their view because they just agree with you. You always hear the ones who are against something, and they are very often loudly spoken. And then, as a politician, you have also to assume what you want to do. That means if your plan is good, you just go ahead. And then, if people don't like it, they don't vote for you. That's what democracy is all about. And a politician is not a sheep running behind people. A politician should lead people. That's for me one of the things. And we don't have enough politicians these days that lead people. They're looking like every opinion poll and looking behind. And of course, let people dream. Show people. With pictures, how things could be much better. And also, what we also did more recently, we allowed this new form of mobility like car sharing. We were one of the first cities in Brussels to have car sharing, but also bike sharing. You talked about Velo, the station-based system. Today it looks more outdated. It's much more now with free floating bike schemes. So we made a law that was made them easy to come to Brussels. Although we have some behavioral problems with people using the steps, of course. So that we did too. So I think, and also don't forget, a lot of investments in public transport, which went together with it. Completely new buses, trams, metros, who look like a car. Because, in the past, public transport always, it was all these colors like green, yellow, fuchsia, things that nobody would buy when they would buy a car. And so it looked like you're sheep and we're giving you sheep transport. No, we want to give luxurious transport to people. And they say, okay, you step in our tram, you step in our metro or bus, you feel something special. So we do the car experience in our public transport, which is, I think, a good thing. Made new tram lines, new bus lines, a new subway line. So that was all very important in order to say to people, hey, listen, we are going to redistribute public space. It's going to be better for the air quality. It's going to be better for the quality of life. You will have nice places and squares where kids can play. You can have a drink. But at the same time, you have alternatives. And that, I think, is very important to offer at the same time, or first, or at least at the same time, alternatives to people and not just being seen as against the car. And of course, don't underestimate some car lobby and car drivers.
I was going to say, yeah.
It's 70 years of publicity, indoctrination, even of the car industry. So it takes some time to change that mindset. But for me, it's also a generational issue. I think that the younger generation, they understand it, that mobility as a service, if you want a fancy car, you rent a fancy car. If you want to have to do something quickly, you get into a car sharing car. If you want to be fast somewhere in the city, you take a bike. There's a kind of combination, and the younger generation, and whether in age or whether in mind, because someone who is experienced or elderly can be young too of mind, they understand it. And so it's more a question of an elder generation. But we have to take care, because you see in the city that some people are against it for very doctrinal reasons, and they put everything on it. And so it's not always winning, but I think the tide has changed in Brussels, and the mentality has basically changed. And I'm pretty proud if I compare Brussels with 20 years ago and the Brussels of today, with all the bike lanes, with all the cyclists, with all these car-free squares, with this nice public transport. It became a different city, and there is still work to do. There's still a lot of work to do, but I think we're on the right track.
Regarding